Keeping in the Northwest, we'll keep Dave from Seattle. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
Doing good. Good to hear you.
If we go back into the Wayback Machine, back to 17, that's when I first enrolled in your courses, and all through 17 and into 18, I relentlessly followed that program to the point of being obsessive about it. Well, my score didn't get to 720. I think as of today, it's the lowest one is on TransUnion, and that's 778, and I've got an 836 on Experian.
Wow.
So I got to tell you, I believe that you deserve like a bobblehead superhero kind of thing,
oh.
You know, so.
You and my mother probably.
This is a great program. Thank you for the information. I did find something curious on the TransUnion because I had two banks reporting from TransUnion, and one was at 763 and the other one was 772.
Okay.
So I called both of them and I said, well, you know, well, if you're drawn from the same information,
right,
why are you coming up with different numbers? And evidently there's like five different algorithms that they use. Can you explain that?
You mean with from the credit bureaus, right?
From specifically TransUnion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There was a number of algorithms that they used, and what's that all about?
Yeah, so here's the thing. Every bureau has their own algorithm, and you may recall this when you were in the course, but on the day I wrote that credit score lesson, I ran my credit report from TransUnion, Equifax, Experian, MyFICO, and Annual Credit Report. The numbers ranged, I think it was 237 points different from the highest to the lowest. Right? On the same exact day, I'm running every card. I'm paying for the scores. My point is that every bureau has their own, and they tweak it based on who they're selling it to. So TransUnion and all these bureaus, they go to these lenders, and they say, we will insure you the lowest default. So Mr. Ford Company, Ford Motor Company, if you buy your bureau, your credit scores to us, we're going to give you a tweaky or a hybrid credit score for people buying cars. And I own rental property, and the Buildium company that I run the credit scores, they assure us, oh, these are the best credit scores to run for landlords and rentals, right? Now, whether it's true, who knows? I mean, I have many people that I rent to that the credit score, the computer comes back and says, decline this person. They're an absolute too high of risk. Now, I know a lot about credit scores, so I just ask them, and if it makes sense to me, I rent to them, and I can assure you the bureaus are not always right, right? So, but my point is that's why they have different types of credit scores. Does that answer your question, Dave?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to get back a hold of you because, you know, the more you know, the less you know. And there's always a sharper point. There's always a sharper point. So I'm going to request permission to go back through those videos and go back through this. And even though it's like stupid high, there's still room to improve, you know, always.
And Dave, how long after the bankruptcy, when did you have your bankruptcy?
Oh, I hadn't had a bankruptcy in a long time, but.
Okay. Oh, when did you start our program? You started in 2017?
17, yeah.
Okay. And what was your credit score?
It took
then?
About, it was 680 somewhere, 650, 680.
Okay. So you were already high to begin with.
Well, you may consider that high, but okay. I thought it was exceptionally low, and
yeah.
I really wanted that 720. So,
well, you got it. Congratulations.
It didn't come without work, though. You know, I will add that. You know, there was there. You had to pay it down. You had to shift your loans to zero interest. I had to do some maneuvering. But all the maneuvering is outlined in your course, you know. So, thank you again, sir. I'll let you get on to other questions. But well done. I really appreciate your help on this.
Thank Dave, you. I'm grateful you called in. It's great to reconnect, and look forward to hearing from you in the future.
Okay, and I'll write that recommendation. All right, bye.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Thank you. So Dave brings up a good point. Once you enroll in the 720, you get lifetime enrollment. If your username and access code has expired, reply back and say, I want to get re-enrolled, and we'll give you a new username and access code. This is 937 area code. You are unmuted.
Hi. I sent you the thing to get re-enrolled. I didn't know that your name was the one that my attorney had signed me up for. So I need to watch the videos and listen to the questions. I think I'm pretty sure I'll be able to figure it out from there. I'm still not discharged from a 13, probably sometime around November, December of this year, if things go as planned. And I just want to start getting things built up so that I can, once it's discharged, I have already started the process to build things up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was in Chapter 13. My house was not in it, so I've been paying the mortgage off on time. Does that, to get to apply for, like if I were to sell this and move, does that still has to be a year? Is that what? A year or two? Is that what I was hearing?
Well, so on a Chapter 13, you don't have to wait any time. You can. We've had many, many clients that have bought a home during an active 13.
Okay.
And this is a huge misconception in the marketplace.
Right.
Everyone thinks you can't. You have to wait. Oh my! No, no. During an active 13, you can get a new loan.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to miss an opportunity. I mean, if we were going to make a move when the interest rates are so low, this would be definitely an advantageous time. So I could even start
Absolutely.
That process now if I wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
As long as you have a high credit score, that's what they look for.
Well, I've got like identity protection through the bank I work with.
Mm-hmm.
And Experian is like 601. One of them is 707, and the other one is 732. So I don't know why one would be 601 and the others are 700.
Well, because there's something on that one that's dragging you down.
Okay. That was Experian.
But here's
the only one that picked up bankruptcy. The other ones all say no credit history, no installment loans, the negative things about it are, you know, I don't have any recent credit history, right? Because I'm in Chapter 13, I don't have any credit cards. I have absolutely nothing. I just pay cash for everything, so.
Okay, you're right. So the thing is, did you get the 3 credit cards yet?
No, this is the first time I've jumped on one of these calls. So I
okay. Well, what's your name? What's your name?
My name's Ed Nelson.
Oh, Ed, I just got your email. I see it here. Okay.
Yeah.
So Ed,
okay.
Here's what you need to do. Here's what you need to do, okay?
Uh-huh.
You need to go through the videos and watch the videos because
right.
It's very very
uh-huh.
It's going to give you a depth of understanding. So your questions you'll understand more, right?
Okay.
Watch the videos, call in on the next call. I really invite you to you know, just call in. If you have questions, we can answer them like we're doing here. But more importantly, you're going to learn from everyone else, right? As you have. Like
right.
this 50 minutes, you're thinking to yourself, oh, my gosh, I didn't know this. I didn't know that. I didn't know this.
Right.
And this is what we do every other week. And the reason why we do it every other week, because we want to keep the momentum going.
Sure.
And keep the momentum going. So, yeah, so this is the...
It's been very informative. I've been listening to everyone. So I
have
much greater insight.
Yeah, and just put on your seatbelt. The beauty about this community, and, you know, the beauty about it is you realize you're not alone, right? And, I mean, everyone,
right.
no one
yeah.
likes to talk about this stuff. I mean, that's the reality. The reality is no
yeah.
one wants to talk about credit scores. No one wants to talk about their bankruptcies and all that stuff. But the reality
right.
is you chose it for a reason, and we got to use it as a springboard success, right?
Right.
And
yep.
and the quicker you rebound, the quicker we can get you to getting that new house, not
right.
overpaying on your next car, the more you're going to realize, oh, my gosh, this was the best decision I ever made, right?
Right.
So I'm thrilled you got on the call. Go through the videos. If you don't, if I can't find your username and password, just reply to any of our emails. We'll get them, and we'll get back to you.
I did.
Okay.
I sent a separate one, as you had mentioned with one of the previous callers. I sent a separate email stating I need to be re-enrolled. So
perfect.
I'll wait for that to show up. I'll watch the videos, and I'll be on the next one in a couple weeks.
Ed, thanks for the call.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.